You know my question. Aren't you glad you're saved? Trust in Jesus. Not even the candidates that are running for president. Because, frankly, sometimes I wonder if they know what they're doing. But we can rely on our Lord. Now, today we continue our subject, sowing and reaping. Galatians chapter 6. Sowing and reaping. Galatians chapter 6. Verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that's what he's going to reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Sowing to the flesh, sowing to the Spirit. Chapter 5, verse 19. Now the works of the flesh, we have called attention to that. Works. Activity, motion, works. On the other hand, in verse 22, the fruit, not fruits, one fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. Works, action, activity, motion. Have you ever heard fruit grow? Anybody? That's what the Lord asked the question as his disciples and his followers. You don't hear fruit grow, do you? But you get a product. And the work of the Spirit is like fruit, not action, not motion, not hilariousness. Quiet. The beauty of silence. When the dew falls on the flowers and on the grass, do you hear it? Have you ever heard the sunshine? Anybody? Have you ever heard the moonshine or the stars shine? But they are effective. The fruit of the Spirit. And now let us look at the fruit of the Spirit. Chapter 5, verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is, well, let's emphasize that, one fruit with variety of flavors. The fruit of the Spirit is love. We looked at that. Joy, we looked at that. Peace, we looked at that. Long suffering, we looked at that last Sunday. Now the next item differs in our Bibles. In the King James Old Version, the next item is gentleness. In the American Standard Version, the next item is kindness. New American Standard, kindness. New King James, kindness. Revised Version, kindness. And I have several other here that all read kindness. And that is the word that we want to look at today. Kindness. K-I-N-D-N-E-S-S. there is a closely associated word, K-I-N-D-R-E-D, kindred. Kindred and kindness, closely related. Kindred is our relationship by birth or marriage. Kindness is a quality of being loving and patient. Are they combined in the Bible? 2 Peter chapter 1. The combination of kindred and kindness. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. To godliness, brotherly kindness. Kindred kindness. Kindred related to kindness. Brotherly kindness. And that is our subject today. Genesis chapter 13, please. Brotherly kindness. Genesis chapter 13. Verse 5. Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. The land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. Verse 7. Remember, these are relatives now. They're all relatives. There was a strife, oh my, between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. The Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelt in the land. There was a strife. Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee. Why? We are brothers. Brothers in the Lord are not supposed to have strife. Harmony. Concord. Did you notice when our brother was playing, and I'll be very frank with you, I like to hear him play. I like the piano. And when it's played well, I enjoy it. Did you notice that when he played, there was concord and harmony? You didn't hear any notes out of line? That's the way we are to be as brothers and sisters in the Lord. No strife. Genesis chapter 45. Verse 24. Joseph is speaking to his brothers. He sent his brethren away and they departed. He said unto them, see that ye fall not out by the way. How about it? His brothers, he said, don't fall out. Brotherly kindness is to characterize you. Don't fall out. 1 Samuel chapter 18. Verse 1. It came to pass when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Kindred. He loved him as his own soul. Verse 3. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. Kindred. 2 Samuel chapter 9. 2 Samuel chapter 9. Verse 1. David said, is there any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Kindness for Jonathan's sake. Kindness based upon kindred, upon relationship. Verse 3. The king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? Ziba said unto the king, and so forth and so forth. 2 Samuel chapter 10. Is there any left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness? 2 Samuel chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 2. Let's read chapter 9. We've read verse 1, let's read verse 7. David said unto him, fear not, I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land. Kindness based upon kindred. Malachi chapter 2. Malachi chapter 2. Verse 10. Have we not all one father? If they had one father, then they're kindred, right? They're all related. Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother? We are kindred, we are related, and kindness should characterize us. Oh, I have several scriptures here on this particular aspect. We won't go through all of them, but just a couple. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Brotherly kindness. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as carnal, even as babes in Christ. For I fed you with milk, not with meat. Heretofore you were not able to bear it, neither now. Ye are carnal, whereas there's among you strife, divisions, and so forth. Carnal. Carnal. Oneness should characterize us as the children of God, as brothers and sisters in the Lord. Chapter 6, please. Chapter 6. Verse 5. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No one that shall be able to judge between his brother? Brother goeth to war with brother, and that before unbelievers. Terrible. As members of each other, peace should characterize us. Chapter 1, please. Verse 13. Chapter 1, verse 13. Is Christ divided? Well, then we, his people, shouldn't be divided. Let me read a little poem that I have here. I like to collect literature, you know. That's one of my, shall I say, weaknesses. Is Christ divided, beloved? Christ is not divided. Surely all should be together who the same Redeemer know. By the same blood-shedding purchase, destined to the same bright home. Why are we divided? Jesus bids us come together. Saints in Christ, our Master soon, whom we love from heaven will come, and with happy shouts of triumph bear us to his blissful home. Then the cross exchange for glory, service for the bright reward. Then, oh then, forever with the Lord. We are not to be divided. Harmony is to characterize us. You see me turning a lot of pages. And with that harmony, brotherly kindness, togetherness. Matthew 23, please. Verse 8. Matthew 23, verse 8. Be ye not called rabbi. I could talk on that a long time. I'm not supposed to have titles. Reverend so-and-so and father so-and-so. One is your father who's in heaven. Don't be called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and we are brethren. Brothers and sisters in the Lord. Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Verse 32. The multitude of them that believed were of one heart, one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. They had all things in common. And that's what we need. To work together as one. Now let me read you another little collection. Fred somebody, Thomas nobody, Peter anybody, and Joe nobody. Four brothers in the same meeting. They were neighbors, but they were not like you and me. They were odd people. The way they lived was a shame. All four belonged to the same assembly. But you would never have enjoyed worshiping with them. Everybody went fishing on Sunday or stayed home to visit a friend. Anybody wanted to worship but was afraid that somebody wouldn't speak to him. So guess who went to church? Nobody. Really, nobody was the only decent one of the four. Nobody did the visitation. Nobody worked on the building. Once they needed a Sunday school teacher. Everybody thought that anybody would do it, and anybody thought somebody would do it. And you know who did it? That's right, nobody. It happened that a fifth neighbor, an unbeliever, moved into the area. Everybody thought somebody should try to win him for Christ. Anybody could have done the effort, but you know who won him for Christ? Nobody. Workers together. We ought to work together. Another little one. Everybody is needed. You get that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. For want of a nail. You remember? We read about Jael hitting that nail into Sisyphus. A nail. For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of the shoe, the horse was lost. For want of the horse, the rider was lost. For want of the rider, the battle was lost. For want of the battle, the kingdom was lost. All from the want of a little nail. Everybody is needed. Workers together. Oneness is to characterize us. Romans 12 and 16. Romans 12, 16. Be of the same mind, one toward another. One mind. Agreed together. One mind. Verse 3. I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Humility. That's what's to characterize us as we have one mind. First Corinthians 3 and 9. For we are laborers together. Laborers together. Each one of us is needed. Let me read you another little piece. The master broke his left arm. The right hand said to the broken left hand, you are not missed. Everybody is glad it was you and not me that was broken. You are not very important. That's what the right hand said to the left hand. The left hand asked, how are you superior? The right hand says, my owner cannot write a letter without me. The left hand said, who holds the paper? All right. The right hand said, who wields the hammer? Our brother told us about that jail wielding the hammer. Who wields the hammer? The left hand said, who holds the nail? We need one another. Who guides the plane, the right hand asked, when the carpenter smooths the board? The left hand said, who steadies the board? We need both hands. The right hand, when our owner lifts his hat to greet someone, we don't do that too much today. Those old courtesies don't exist very much today. You very seldom see a man tipping his hat to the lady. However, the left hand says, who holds his briefcase while he's doffing his hat? Both hands are needed. Left hand, let me ask you a question. When our owner shaved yesterday, he used you. But he cut his face because I wasn't there to help. And that's true. Ask the men that shave. You need both hands. Try shave. By the way, beloved, try buttoning your sweater or your coat with one hand. You need two. We need each other. All of us are needed. When our owner's watch stopped and you were winding it, the left hand said, who held the watch? We need each other. Oh, and the left hand said, You cannot take money out of the wallet if I'm not there to hold it. Is that right? We need each other. Workers together. Oneness is to characterize us. One last little one. One day, a peasant drove his sturdy ox through the village on the way to work in the fields. A flea, little flea, sat on the ox's nose. At the end of the day, the ox and the peasant trudged back through the village. The fields now plowed, and the flea still perched on the ox's nose. The peasant and the ox trudged by the villagers in silence. They had been working. The flea, however, bowed grandly to every side, proclaiming, "We have been plowing." And all he did all day was sit on the ox's nose. Are you working, brother and sister? Each one of us is needed in the service of the Lord. That's enough, isn't it? I think I've made my point. Workers together. Workers together under the Lord. Let each one do his part and her part to the glory of God. I'm finished. 5:55. I don't know that we have ever sung this. I don't believe I've ever heard us sing it. Well, if we can't sing it, we'll read the words. Work, for the night is coming. Work for the morning hours. Work while the dew is sparkling. Work mid spring flowers. Work when the day grows brighter. Work in the glowing sun. Work, for the night is coming when man's work is done. Romans 13:12. Number 5:55.